just as randomly it falls to pieces. It doesn't really go away, just gets a bit less every day. Feels entropic as the heat decreases. I pick out the urchin spines. You get back on your many crosses. I think that April's cruel, but there's something destructive in the air. After summer we can count the losses. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey. Was never absolutely clean. Never really loved young dream. A pair of fairly fucked up bunnies. I could come to you tonight. Hold your hands and feel the world unravel. So tired of everything we know. See how the cliches flock like crows. Pretty soon we're back to flint and gravel. Back to wrangling in the bar. Raking through some existential drivel. It was grudgingly sublime, or possibly a waste of time. We sit back and watch the roses shrivel. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey. An unedifying scene, both ridiculous and mean. Seems the pessimists were on the money. Say that we have learned some lessons. Was just a bloody mess that I will not attempt to dignify. Consistent with our first impressions. Just bittersweet without the sweet. Bittersweet without the sweet. Just bittersweet without the sweet.
And for the well-being well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
And all this science, I don't understand.
Beyond it is another dimension.
It's just a job. 5 days a week.
A dimension of sound.
Rocket Man destroyed North Korea. Rocket Man.
A rocket.
Is on a suicide mission for himself.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no. No, no. I'm a rocket man.
Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
Burning out his fuse.
Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am. I'm a rocket man. Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be long, long time. And I think it's gonna be long, long. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Totally destroyed.
I think it's gonna
North Korea.
Long, long time.
The thing is consistency.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Do you think it's appropriate to use a term like Rocket Man to talk about a leader of another country who's got nuclear weapons?
Look, this is a way of, like, you know, getting people to talk about him, but every other international community now is referring to him as Rocket Man.
Kim launched a missile into flight.
What's the show?
Even China
today
has condemned
Starfleet. Leonard Nimoy, this is part two.
No one seems to care about Kim's
plight. And he also does a William Shatner impression, right? Okay, let's go.
Does North Korea really believe his lies? Like he started driving when he was three. He's always right.
What stage experience?
North Korea thinks the internet's a lie, and that Autozen is really a spy. You saw the man, they think they all know. Oh, oh, no. Kim's a rocket man. Rocket man.
Kim's a haircut in full. And that's the point. I'm good at it.
And they think Japan somehow stole time, and that taking posters is a crime. Kim's not the man they think he is at home. Oh, 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 no. He's a rocket man. He's a rocket man. And he has dozens of clones. Kim Jong-un won a yacht race as a kid. Hamburgers were invented by his dad.
And I did my one-man show called Vincent.
And most of North Korea is off the grid.
I forget. I had a wonderful time. And I was on stage.
You don't need electricity to understand. Why North Koreans are so lucky.
choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
And Kim Jong-un can probably fly while shooting laser beams from his eyes. He also wrote Game of Thrones. Oh, oh, oh yeah. He's a rocket man. A rocket man. Soon he won't even have a home.
That's something that you ever felt restless with? I mean, you actually felt like it.
And I think it's gonna be a wrong time.
You want the wrong time? I got the wrong time for you, insolent feline. For glory of North Korea.
My feeling about typecasting is that it's a double-edged thing. On the other hand, it helps producers and directors understand how to use it. It gives them a sense of how you might be useful.
A long time ago in a galaxy far away, the rebels stole the planet.
Rocket Man,
the Empire chased us down in ships of steel. Darth Vader led the troops.
He's on a suicide mission for himself.
False is the word.
How did I get into this mess? I really don't know how. We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life. What mission are you talking about? Not I.
The eyes
will go our separate ways. Jawas in space, in truth. I'm hopelessly devoted to our tomb. But now we're caught in this trap. We'll be melted down for scrap. We're doomed. Lost my head, but still I'm hopelessly devoted to our tomb.
All right, shut up. I'll take these two.
Luke, that's me on Tatooine. Keeping vaporators clean. Can't go to school cause my uncle's a fool. Stuck trapped on Tatooine.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What the... message play for some hermit old and gray. Call Obi-Wan. Is it Ben? Now he's gone. R2 went on his way. Send people hate me. Go away. I gotta find Obi-Wan. They scare easily. Afraid, little one. I knew your dad, a Jedi Knight, until murdered was he by Darth Vader. Wait, now this message.
I saw part of the message.
I seem to have it. So let's see.
I need help, General Kenobi. I put the Death Star in your hands, please help our nation. Destroy the station.
I sense much reverb.
You better help out, cause you serve my dad. Now him begs you to set us free. Begs you to take us straight. Way out to Wonder Realm. My dad won't come to retrieve you and Alec. Hey, it's all the same to me.
Luke, that's me
It's time to flee. There's nothing left here now for me. Relatives fried now that they both have died. I'll be a Jedi like Obi. Luke, that's me in this wretched bee. I'm a scum and villainy. Let's catch a ride. Hope we'll find one inside. Goodbye to Tatooine.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for Fast the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. It's a fast ship.
Well, this ship is smuggler flying. It's cavern diving. It's hyper driving. Why, it's the Grease Falcon!
Grease Falcon?
To go 0.5 fast light speed and make the ladies wet. She'll rock out with Chewbacca. I'll run all of your imperial entanglements.
So step on in, just let the Wookiee win.
Yeah, she's got it where it counts, as long as you pay my amount. So fuck over 10 grand, I'll take you to Alderaan and Grease Falcon.
I'm so low.
Falcon, you're burning up the Kessel Run.
Grease Falcon, go, Grease Falcon.
You'll never find a faster ship in this millennium.
Grease Falcon, go, Grease Falcon.
Greedo's the worst. I shot first. Grease Falcon.
Governor Tarkin had a plan. Set his sights. I had to lie, said Tatooine. But the guy told me psych, then saw it through. But the worst thing I could do is watch my home go kaboom.
Our position is correct, except no Alderaan. There's another ship coming in.
It's an Imperial fighter.
Look at him, he's heading for that small moon.
That's no moon.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
It's a space station. Oh no.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
You better turn the ship around.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
I can't. The tractor beam has locked us down.
I want every part of this ship checked.
Boy, it's lucky you had these compartments. Princess Leia, Princess Leia,
the princess, she's here.
We'll go to get her like a super duper trooper who is called to K421. Sneak up and rescue her with Chewbacca, Prisoner Transfer, Cell Block 1138. While Ben shuts on the tractor beam, we can go set her free.
Yeah.
I'd rather forget her and sit here and I'm a button wait for the fossil now. But you like cash better, like Moola Moola Moola, pay off Jabba the Hutt, she's rich. Blink blink, money can change, come on. Save her then find Obi-Wan. Wah 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 wah.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Star station, stuck bored as hell.
Interrogation, trapped in my cell.
I saved a girl, crazy for me.
He was my ride, unfortunately.
In the trash, about to be mashed, because of those Jedi Knights.
Well, 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 tell me more, tell me more.
Yeah, she's curvy, not flat.
Tell me more, tell me more. His best friend is a get this walking carpet on my way.
Absolutely, your worshipfulness. Back to the ship. A plan I was scheming.
PT run blasting, yelling and screaming.
Stormtroopers came, I took them down.
Tree and Wallaka swinging around.
What a trip, got in the ship. But look, fighting Jedi Knight.
Well, well, well,
tell me more, tell me more. You scruffy looking nerf herder.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Saving this chick is murder.
It was a boring.
boring chorus anyway.
Your story's sad to tell. A space age ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up former slave boy in the stars. Your future was unclear then. In you, we sensed much fear then. Now your outfit hides your soul and battle scars. Jedi school dropout. No chamber council seat for you. Jedi school dropout. Knocked up the senator of Naboo. Well, you led the Sith in genocide. A twisted evil hellion. And thanks to that, now both your kids are part of the rebellion.
I was the learner.
You were the learner.
Now, Kenobi, I'm the master.
Only of evil.
Only of evil.
Which is why your life's a disaster. If you strike me down, I'll blow this town. For me, please shed no tears. Gotta be going to that sequel in 4 years.
Now listen up to this battle plan. Take an X-Wing fighter, just one man. Move on down into that trench and smell a thermal exhaust on stench. Cause a chain reaction would sure be neato if you tug at your proton torpedo. A harder mission I can't surmise, but I used a bullseye wolf rat that size. Just like Beggar's Canyon back home. But suddenly I feel all alone. How was I the only one to survive? But I'm standing by and they call me Red Five.
R2 Red Five, baby. R2 Red Five, baby.
Yeah!
This is Red Five. I'm going in.
You can trust your feelings.
I lost R2.
You may file and ready.
Use the boss.
I have to bow.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Skywalker, destroy the Empire base.
Skywalker, go Skywalker. Go Skywalker,
save it all out of space.
Skywalker, go Skywalker.
Move them to hell. Oh, with some hell. From Greased
Falcon.
Time to make Indiana Jones. Star Wars dreams on movie screens. But, oh, those Jedi.
Huh?
Though I don't always remember things in the right order.
Evil alien conquerors, they're aliens from a strange land. Evil alien conquerors will conquer your very soul. Evil alien conquerors, they want your head on a pole.
Evil alien conquerors, evil alien conquerors. And they rule. Evil alien conquerors, evil alien conquerors.
the aliens we meet aren't so friendly.
You will go to Earth!
We shall!
You will destroy all human life!
Yes!
Here are your swords. They are imbued with Kabidian magnificence.
Every human head shall fall!
Yes! Mayek Gulg! In 822,000 Tilkrons, we will send the giant Kroker!
Who is it that rings?
Jesus fucking Christ.
What's the point? He's gonna be dead in a few minutes.
Yeah, just
a minute. Do you mind, sir?
Seriously? Do you really think the world's going to end this afternoon?
It is perhaps no less than logical that the role of the reluctant astronaut be played by that meekest of Mr. Meeks, Don Knotts.
The hopes and fears of a thousand years flashing across the sky.
Universal City Studios has, without question, turned out one of the funniest comedies in years in the story of a mild little guy whom the government chooses as the least qualified man available to send aloft to prove the merits of a fully automated space probe.
Man's brainchild spanning space and time will either bring to birth an age of love, an age of peace, or death to the spinning earth.
Yes, in just a few minutes and 5 seconds.
Platform.
Well, isn't there anything we can do?
No, nothing.
10 seconds till firing time.
To down or
mark.
Put a paper bag over your head or something.
Yes, if you like.
What
fiber?
The eyes of the
four,
millions see.
Three.
As the stars.
Two.
Racing
one.
By. The hopes and fears of a thousand years flashing across the sky.
Oh, let help.
No. Excuse me. I've got to go.
Orders, please.
Rich side barbarians, that's in the council for every penny you've got.
Out and some green bug-eyed monster popped his head out and said, "Hi, fellas, hop right in. I can take you as far as the Basingstoke roundabout."
It's revolting.
Oh,
God. Mom, this stuff is the greatest.
After explaining the questions to the real world,
if you'll follow me, I'll introduce you to the Institute's pride and joy.
The most remarkable, certainly the most successful book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor.
Oh, I'll be cruel to a gin and tonic.
The table fish is is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically a matrix formed from the conscious frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you instantly understand anything said to you in any form of language. The speech you hear decodes the brainwave matrix. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could evolve purely by chance that many thinkers have chosen to see it as a final and clinching proof of the non-existence of God. The argument runs something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God. For proof denies faith, and without faith I am nothing. But, says man, the babelfish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It proves you exist, and so therefore you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God, I hadn't thought of that.
We'll be right back. throw all that at him on the first run?
We got 3 weeks to send four old farts into space. This is Flight School 101 stuff.
Look, Hawk, this is not a stripped-down show plan. You got to do it their way.
I don't need a computer to tell me how to land a damn airplane.
It's not an airplane, Colonel. It's a flying brick on approach, and you got to use the onboard computer.
Do it.
Star Wars ABCs.
Live Earth people ever to enter a celestial ship.
This is the Star Wars story of colors and shapes.
Bananas, and good God, I was so ashamed of you.
His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door. With the flash of Ben's lightsaber, now there's an arm on the floor. At the Star Wars Cantina, the weirdest creatures you've ever seen. Star Wars Cantina.
I swear to you, I'd like to. But I can't.
Space. You will never find more rich in time.
That moment would come, didn't we?
Because
it's Anna, didn't we? You're a good person. We should have gotten to know each other better.
I am Queen Galactura of the Star Empire.
Just up here on the right, it's fine, thanks.
His name was Yoda. He was a man. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Lucas had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine?
Today, every human being has a basic instinct
on the greatest
to help each other out. If a hiker gets lost in the mountains, people coordinate a search. If an earthquake levels the city, people all over the world send emergency supplies. This instinct is found in every culture, without exception.
Be sure to catch Apex Express on KPFA. Apex Express is a weekly program following news and cultural events throughout Asia and the Pacific Islands. Find out about issues affecting Asian American and Pacific Islander communities locally and globally. Get on board the Apex Express Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on KPFA.
Trace of vapor to locate where the air is escaping. All I need, that's all. A small trace of vapor.